"Beg, Frisk, beg," said little Harry, as he sat on an inverted basket at his grandmother's door, eating with great satisfaction a porringer of bread and milk. His little sister Annie, who had already dispatched her breakfast, sat on the ground opposite to him, now twisting her flowers into garlands, and now throwing them away. "Beg, Frisk, beg," repeated Harry, holding a bit of bread just out of the dog's reach, and the obedient Frisk squatted himself on his hind legs and held up his forepaws, waiting for Master Harry to give him the tempting morsel. The little boy and the little dog were great friends. Frisk loved him dearly, much better than he did anyone else, perhaps because he recollected that Harry was his earliest and firmest friend during a time of great trouble. Poor Frisk had come as a stray dog to Milton, the place where Harry lived. If he could have told his own story, it would probably have been a very pitiful one, of kicks and cuffs, of hunger and foul weather. Certain it is, he made his appearance at the very door where Harry was now sitting, in miserable plight, wet, dirty, and half-starved, and that there he met Harry, who took a fancy to him, and Harry's grandmother, who drove him off with a broom. Harry at length obtained permission for the little dog to remain as a sort of outdoor pensioner, and fed him with stray bones and cold potatoes, and such things as he could get for him. He also provided him with a little basket to sleep in, the very same which, turned up, afterward served Harry for a seat.